ओम शांति। सो वी आर ऑल गॉडली स्टूडेंट, गॉड इज अवर फादर, टीचर एंड गुरु। स्टडिंग इन दिस गॉडली यूनिवर्सिटी एंड आवर टीचर इज ओनली वन, though schools are many, and we know we have these four subjects to study: Jnana, Yoga, Dharana and Shiva. We don't have really any scriptures to study, nor any official book that we must study apart from Murali. And Murali is read in all centers, same Murali, same day. But students are number wise. And naturally, we know our exam will be at the end. On one hand, final result will be at the end. But in other sense, we can say we are tested every now and again. Every day, whatever we are doing, everybody is observing. And naturally, they will comment, oh, you are Brahma Kumari. You are talking about Om Shanti and you are not peaceful. So they are watching us, especially our family and friends. Some of them, they try to invoke anger in us or create problem in us, trying to give some sort of a maya to check how far we are conqueror of maya. So the ultimate result, some fail, and we know those who fail, they become Moon Dynasty. Some give up study. And naturally, those who have given up study, they will get low status. And even in Sun Dynasty, Moon Dynasty, we have different status according to the result of our study. So those who pass with honor, which means they get more than 90% of marks, and there will be only 8 who pass with honor, means they will not have to suffer in Dharmarajpuri or the Supreme Judge, only 8. 108 will be part of victorious rosary. And then 16,108, another rosary. So, students usually have the aim that I should get good marks. And for that, naturally, our effort should be that we are able to have good marks in all four subjects, not one subject, but all the four subjects we need to get good marks. And for that, naturally, we have to pay attention, because in study we need to pay constant attention to follow Bap Dada Srimat at each step. And we should not forget the aim, that I want to become Bap Sama. Because sometimes some Brahmins are happy that, yes, we are Baba's children, and we will go to golden age. They are not really concerned about passing with honor or first class marks or second class marks. Even if they just pass, they are happy. Whereas some students naturally, just as in other studies also, they have high aim to get distinction, first class, etc. So those who are going to pass with honor, naturally, first and foremost quality that is needed is faith in intellect. Faith in Baba, faith in oneself, and faith in each and every point of knowledge. Because it is said that those who have faith, they will have victory. So what we need to do is, we should not have even 1% doubt. Because when we have doubt, the soul will start saying, I don't know why this is happening, asking all sorts of questions. What can I do? How can I do? Will I be able to be completely wiseless or not? So they may not have faith in themselves. They may not have faith in Brahma. And they may not have faith in Baba. Because those who have faith in Baba, we have found at the last moment, in a very severe obstacle, they say Baba, and Baba always says, if you remember me, I'm always there to help you, protect you. And so many of them have that experience in calamities. Everywhere Baba protects. And today Baba was taking also the meaning of past. Past is past. They will do past is past. They will not think about what happened and why happened and how happened. They will be very close to Baba. They may not feel Baba is far or far away in Paramdham, but feel close to Baba. So wherever there is that deep faith, there is always spiritual intoxication. And they are not worried about anything. Because they know whatever will happen will be good. Whatever is happening is good. And whatever happened past was also good. And they will have instrument consciousness. I am just instrument. Baba is Karavanhar. So they don't develop that ego. They are egoless. Humble, egoless. And they will be busy in godly service for world renewal. So they are carefree and naturally, whatever situation is there, they will not fluctuate. The stage will remain stable, unshakable. Because many times what we find is we are influenced a lot by circumstances, situation. The reason why we are influenced is we haven't got so much power. We are not able to go beyond. That's why whatever happens, they get upset very easily, they get intoxicated very easily. Whereas situation usually changes, it's not always in our favor, but those who have deep faith, they will not be affected. Also, those who have faith will follow Baba Dada at each step, just as Baba surrendered his everything to Shiv Baba. He didn't worry what will happen in future, no? Sometimes when we have to surrender, we start thinking, okay, in old age, who will look after me? If I'm sick, what will happen, etc. But they surrender their body, mind, wealth, everything, just as Brahma Baba surrendered everything to the organization. And there is that deep love for Baba. Unshakable love, unshakable faith. Not a single moment they will be having any question or doubt, as well as never think, never be pulled by anybody else. One Baba, no one else. So never their love breaks. No, means sometimes, no, we get pulled by our friends, relations, material wealth, which means we had not deep love for Baba, whereas those who has that deep love and unbreakable love. So they are able to surrender everything. They are able to renounce everything. Like Baba, who was very generous. Generous. And in that sense, he used to put others in front, children in front. And he always remained backbone. He never said, okay, I'm the best speaker, I should give lectures to everybody or gyan to everybody. He would encourage everybody to go and give a talk on the stage. He never came on the stage. So he used to put others in front. Even in Murli, as we see, many times he says, oh, I am only worshipped in corporeal form, you are worshipped in double form. I am only the master of Paramdham, you are the master of three worlds. That's way he tries to really put us in front. And in service, he always used to have this benevolent feeling. Always content The same way, one has to be so much content and keeping everybody in front. So, Maya, as we know, comes in variety forms. And naturally, when we have that deep faith and introversion, because if we are introvert, we will be able to recognize Maya. And once we recognize, we won't be deceived by Maya. And many times Maya comes in the form of human beings. In the sense, we clash with the sanskar, with friends, family, laukik, alaukik. Whereas the soul who is going to pass with honor will be able to work with anyone, with many people. Sometimes, you know, some souls say, I need to work by myself, or I can work with only this person or not that person. Whereas these people, they will be able to work by themselves as well as work in a teamwork. And they will always get the certificate of good certificate, no? Pass. Everybody will praise them and will give them certificate of being very good. So not only they will be able to conquer Maya, the vices, but they will be able to conquer even five elements. And I think you might have heard many stories how with that yoga power the climate also helped us, because many times I have seen and heard instances, not at all. Last April, one of the sisters from Raipur was sharing her experience that they had organized a big function in Raipur. And they had built a tent and everything was ready. And in the morning, the newspaper was, no announcement forecast, meteorology, that there will be big storm and heavy rain in Raipur. And what they did is, they rather than just getting busy in preparation of stage and material things, everybody, all teachers decided, okay, we will have yoga bhakti. So 5 to 6 in the evening, they arrange bhakti. And their function went very smoothly. Though in the city there was a lot of rain, but the area in which they were having function, there was no rain. And many, many instances we have seen that even the elements become cooperative with that powerful yoga. So they are constant yogi, karma yogi. And with yoga power, they are able to have victory over even the five elements. And they will have the total royal sanskar. The way they speak, no? Royal people speak sweetly, softly, essenceful. And royal people will not be pulled by material show and pomp. They will, because they have everything, they don't have any desire or getting attracted by things, etc. The way they walk in a royal manner, not running in the street and eating something whilst talking or walking. So that way, they have that total royal behavior. And they are, Baba says, no, you have to be like a swan. Not see the defects of others. So they can know the weaknesses and defects of others, but will not change their attitude towards them, or they will not talk about their weaknesses, etc. But they will be always introvert, checking themselves and busy in self-transformation. They will be having sattvic diet because Srimad there to follow completely. So sattvic diet and satopradhan, drishti, attitude and actions. Now satopradhan people, the tamopradhan people, what they will do is revengeful. And even if they're not getting benefit, they will try to create loss for other people. Whereas rajopradhan, good with good people, bad with bad people. And satopradhan, whatever other people are there, they maintain their good qualities and having that good feelings, pure feelings, good wishes for everyone. And because they are giving happiness to everyone, they also receive blessings from everyone. Because our aim is to give happiness to everyone, not to give sorrow to anyone. So as much as they are able to share happiness with others, they receive blessings. And naturally, when we are receiving blessing from others, we are content. And the main, our Srimad or teaching is maintain soul consciousness. So drishti also, brotherly drishti, bye-bye. And not being pulled to the body. Because otherwise, whenever we see someone, we may comment how beautiful they are or how ugly they are, or they may make comment or look at them and think about that even in our mind, but they have that soul conscious drishti, and with soul consciousness naturally there is feeling of love for each and everyone. We are all brothers. We all belong to one Baba. And with that love, there is cooperation, sacrifice, no animosity, no hatred, no negative feeling. So we have to remember that we need to have spiritual intoxication and not ego. Because egoistic person will insult others, whereas intoxicated person say, oh, we Brahmins are most elevated, but you also can become most elevated. So they will try to uplift others, whereas egoistic person will try to put somebody down. And because of that spirituality, there is that harmony of sanskar with others and no clashes. With soul consciousness, the intellect will not be attached or attracted to any human being. So they have love for none but one. And their face will be always smiling. Smile on their face. Now even our images of the deities, you'll see how much cheerful faces are there. So their company will be good and they will be loyal to Father. I think recently also Baba has given the Murli is loyalty to Father. So they have only one Baba and no one else. And like Mama Baba, no, Mama's speciality was she will never repeat her mistake. In the same manner, we, as a human being, we might make mistake, but never repeat it. And never having manmat, because many times we add manmat to Srimat, no? We take our own meaning, our own views, so they will not have such dictates of their own mind. They will be honest and hence able to sit on the heart throne of Baba. They will be very light and will be able to respect seniors or instruments, because sometimes some people are a bit afraid or against instrument souls or coordinator or those who have authority, they are anti-authority. Whereas such souls have respect for everybody. To that extent, no, as we see Didi and Dadi, both had different sanskar, but both used to respect each other very much. No, if Didi says one thing, Dadi will agree. If Dadi says one thing, Didi agrees. Same thing now with Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Janki. They respect each other so much that whenever people see them, coming on the stage, holding hands, or they find that Yes, dadis have respect for each other. So they will have respect for instruments. Because many times, you know, Dadi Janki may have different view, but Prakashmani Dadi, when she was there, if Prakashmani Dadi was instrument to look after Yagya as an administrative head, so Dadi will say, no, whatever Dadi ji says, we will do. And whatever Baba's teachings are there, accept it with love, not with pressure or we have to do because Baba says like that. No, do it with love. And always this, never saying I. Because, Prakashmani Dadi, whenever she is to give direction to anyone, she would not say, this is my direction. They will see, she will always say, Dadi wants you to do this. Even Brahma Baba we see in the Murli, he never says, he will always say this one. He will not say, I. So they always are like a observer. And their stage is always elevated. They are always in the stage of equanimity. Because whatever may happen, whether somebody defames or somebody praises, because otherwise ordinary people, if somebody praises, they feel so elevated and intoxicated. If somebody defames, you'll see their face becomes so small and bit confused or depressed or something. Whereas Brahman needs to stay always in their elevated stage and maintain elevated consciousness, actions also not ordinary. Because the way they speak, not ordinary. Very royal and respectful to everybody. At the same time, they will be maintaining self-respect as well as giving respect to everyone. So we had to see that in our study, as much as we are paying attention to Baba's each and every teaching, we should not be happy that, yes, I have done. I wake up at Amrit Vela. So not waking up because of our routine, but with love, with that deep remembrance of Baba. So that way, doing everything in a alaukik manner, the relationship with laukik also become alaukik, just as in Brahma Baba's life, as we know, or whoever has heard the story or listened to or read Adidev, we see he was staying with all his laukik family. His 5 children, wife, daughter-in-law, everybody was with him. But his drishti was very alaukik. His interaction with his laukik children And Alaukik children was not different. Nobody could feel that, yes, Baba is doing some favor to his Laukik daughter or daughter-in-law, even when he became avyakt. Avyakt Bap Dada didn't give position to his daughter or daughter-in-law. Prakashmani Dadi and Manmohini Didi got the position. So, living with Laukik, his interaction was alaukik, and he was totally detached from his Laukik family. And alaukik children also, because whenever brother Vishwakishore, he was like Baba's right hand, and he was in the hospital. So when he was in hospital, Baba used to, even in the Murli, you say, I give him shakas and current at Amrit Vela early in the morning. So when he was hospitalized, he was giving sakash. But when he left body, he didn't even have any question or surprise. He said, okay, he's left. So his body also, that's because he left body in Mumbai. So from Mumbai, Dadis rang to Madhuban to check whether the body should be brought to Madhuban. He said, no. The soul has left body, okay. Do the cremation and everything in Mumbai. No need to bring it to Madhuban. So he was totally detached, whatever happened to his children. But still he was caring. His care for children was such that whenever any sisters would travel alone, he would want them to send immediate telegram in those days, telegram that, yes, I have reached safely. So that way he was loving and caring and respectful, but totally detached from everything. So that's how we had to become Bap Saman. All virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, and Maryada Purushottam, in order to receive that certificate of pass with honors. Om Shanti.